Right now, new technologies are first adopted by the campaigns. They look for an edge. Usually these are the upstart candidates who are at the kind of scarcity as the mother of invention phase, who are the innovators, or they're the really wealthy front runners who have the campaign consultants coming to pitch them the new latest and greatest. But then once elected, lawmakers notice the significant difference between the tools and the technology and the data that they have when they're campaigning versus what they have available to them when it actually comes time to do the job. Simultaneously, outside, you have a lot of interested citizens, organizations, nonprofits, and others who are starting to do what we're calling civic hacking. They're trying to help government out and to assist the incumbent process by creating new systems and tools that don't necessarily go through the regular procurement process. These ad hoc efforts, policy changes, and modernization effects, they culminate to formally incorporate modern technologies into the governing system, improve transparency, improve efficiency, and improve effectiveness. Or at least that's the dream. Do you buy it? But it all starts with campaigns. So let's set the stage. Fiery Vermont politician storms onto the scene with an insurgent campaign that excites the liberal wing of the Democratic Party, engages young people, raises small dollar donations, organizes massive crowds, takes a scrappy fringe candidate and starts actually getting others to pay attention. And of course, I'm talking about Howard Dean. I was looking back at the 2004 election cycle, which is where a lot of this is credited as having found its beginning.